The death toll from a strong earthquake that rocked eastern Turkey has climbed to 29, with more than 1,400 people injured. Charles de Ledesma of AP has more.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centers gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least 5 buildings reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
4 people were killed after Iraqi security forces raided Baghdad's main protest site on Saturday and tried to eject protesters in southern cities. Firing live rounds and tear gas, the new push to end the sit-ins and restore order came hours after cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who has millions of supporters in Baghdad and the south, said that he would halt his involvement in anti-government unrest. Clashes then took place after authorities began removing concrete barriers near Tahrir Square, where anti-government demonstrators have been camped out for months. Boeing passed a milestone on Saturday, completing the maiden flight of the world's largest twin-engine jetliner, the 777X, as the embattled plane maker steps up competition with its European rival Airbus. The new plane will enter intercontinental service in 2021. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.